This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 197 for Wednesday, December 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures, canola futures are stronger Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's advances. Canola up $5 to over $12, January up $6.30 at $1,028.90 per ton. The March contract, it's up $5.90 at $1,018.80. Sharp gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also higher overnight. Ongoing concerns over tight supplies and the need to ration demand continued to underpin the canola market, although the Canadian oilseed is thought to be looking overpriced compared to other options at current levels. Year-end positioning remains a feature as traders move to the sidelines and adjust their positions ahead of the holidays. The Canadian dollar, it is a bit stronger today, and that's tempering the advances somewhat in canola. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with the ebb and flow of concerns over the Omicron COVID-19 variant seeing investors generally showing a bit more optimism today. Chart-based buying was a feature in soybeans as prices moved above some key technical levels. The January contract, it's up 23 cents at $13.31 per bushel. Soy oil, it's up 80 points in the January contract at 54.7 cents per pound. Weather concerns out of South America contributed to the gains in beans as forecasts call for hot and dry conditions in Brazil and Argentina, which could cut into the yield prospects there. Corn, it's also testing some resistance levels from a chart standpoint, moving above $6 in the March contract at $6.04 per bushel. The Brazilian dryness was another supportive influence in corn, but year-end positioning was accounting for most of the activity. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. The biggest gains in the winter wheats, Kansas City up 7 cents in the March contract at $8.48 per bushel, and Chicago up 10 cents in March at $8.09 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 2 cents in the March contract at $10.28 per bushel. The southern U.S. plains are on the dry side, and that's keeping some weather premiums in the market as the crop goes through its winter dormancy period. However, the longer-range forecasts do call for some welcome moisture. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.